Refactor your body. How you doing?
Doing good. You asking me or you asking our listeners?
I think I was asking the listeners, but how are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good.
It's good to know you still care.
I do still
about
care.
How I'm feeling. And yes. not just the people who are paying you.
Right. What's the question for today?
Today our question came from Dan Wagner, who's in our community. We have a lot of good conversations with him, and he contributes pretty often to some of the general channels, but we had a post. One of our members, AJ, talked about a 400 challenge that he just did. That being, I think it was 100 reps of a couple different movements. Let's see what
was it. Let's see
what that was.
Yeah, where was that? Up here.
Yeah, a little further.
Ah, yeah,
100 push-ups, 100 bodyweight squats, 100 sit-ups, and 100 inverted rows. Sounds like a death sentence, but awesome. But that kind of got us talking a little bit about progressions and what you could do, what movements you could change up, and how you could change up that rep scheme to fit where you're currently at. And so Dan's question was if we had any recommendations for scaling up or down the inverted row. So for those of you who don't know, the inverted row is you position yourself underneath a bar, preferably in a rack. Keeping your body rigid, you pull yourself up to the bar. So it's essentially a lowered assisted pull up. And this is a great question. And scaling and progressions are really important for making a workout fit where you are. If it's, especially if you're following, the CrossFit main site or random workouts and things like that, scaling to your ability level is really good. And so specifically Dan asked about what movements we recommend for scaling. And that's one thing that's great about the inverted row is that, you can scale that purely based on where the bar is. So the lower the bar, the more difficult it's going to be. And you can set the bar at chest height and lean back from it. And that would be your easiest progression for an inverted row. And the further you lower it and the further underneath the bar that you get, the harder you're going to make it for yourself. And so if you get to a point where if you lower the bar anymore, your back would be touching the ground, at the bottom of the movement. And that's probably when you're ready to move on up to pull-ups, assisted or kipping or anything like that. I personally think that you should learn the kipping pull-up only after you're able to do at least 5 to 10 strict pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Kipping also, for those who are listening, is kind of using the rest of your body to propel yourself up to the bar.
Well, it's a cheap pull-up, right? But
essentially, I mean, I guess it's hard to call it that just because it's valuable, mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if the goal is to do strict and you do a kipping, then it's a cheat.
Mm-hmm.
but the thing that is most often, I guess the analogy that's most often drawn there is that a kipping pull up is to a strict pull up as push press is to military press.
Gotcha.
That they're both valuable in their own ways for different things. They're just different. Yeah. So if you were to progress all that way and you're able to hit your rep ranges on the inverted row at the lowest bar setting, then it's probably time to use some bands or use a box and start working on getting those full pull-ups in. But inverted row is essentially a scaled down pull-up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Dan and I got to talk a little bit about 18.2, which is the second workout of the 2018 CrossFit Open, which I've just recently started adding some Metcons to my workout.
What's a Metcon?
Metcon is a metabolic conditioning workout. kind of your general CrossFit WOD workout of the day. And
it means Dad is a boss.
Those kick my butt, actually. So they're the boss of me. I'd love to get to boss status with those, but man, that is some hard work. But Dan crushed his, and hoping to get to Dan Wagner status at some point.
Awesome. Anything else to add?
No, that's all I got.
You got a fit pick today?
I do. I actually prepared one today. I don't know how I haven't said this before, because it's something that I bring into the gym nearly every day. But our gym doesn't allow chalk.
It's not much of a gym.
I have opinions about that, but that's not the point. Our gym doesn't allow chalk. And so what I've done is compromised without any discussion on bringing a chalk shot, which is used by rock climbers, boulders, to improve their grip and to increase the friction on their grip. And it doesn't work quite like, you know, a pile of chalk, a chalk station.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a refillable bag, chalk bag, that you squeeze and rub on your hands to get the chalk onto your hands. And so it's used by rock climbers mostly because of obviously the benefit that you get from it, but also it has little environmental impact because you don't have chalk just going everywhere.
Cool.
And so this thing is cool. I just pull it out of my little bag and squeeze it a couple times if I'm doing some heavy deadlifts, or if my hands are starting to get real sweaty, and if my lifts are compromised by lack of grip strength or sweaty hands.
Is that your preferred brand? 321 Strong?
So 321 Strong is the only one that I've ever used. So it's the best one I've ever used.
Okay.
I think it was really just the first thing that came up on Amazon.
And gotcha.
I thought that it had some good reviews and so on.
We'll put a link to it in the show notes, but if you're just listening and want the website address, is 321strong.com.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, so in the same vein of a crappy gym, my fit pick is actually an awesome gym.
Oh, great.
that we wish was here in Mississippi, but Thad and I were in Austin, Texas last week for the Lead Developer Conference, so we were there for a few days, and we found an incredible gym that was kind of like a like an 80s bodybuilding gym. It's been around since the 80s, and so it was very like just kind of, I don't know, is grungy the word, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. It had character.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Yeah. And
it's Clubber Lang's gym from Rocky 3, maybe?
I don't know.
The one with the flickering lights, and it's Mr. T's gym from whichever Rocky movie he's in.
It was awesome. And everyone there was really nice, and also, pretty serious. They encouraged the screaming. And
right.
So that was awesome.
If I'm not mistaken, no cardio equipment, too, which was...
I don't think... There was, like, a little section in the very back that I don't think you ever saw.
Maybe.
That I think had, like, one or two treadmills or something like that. But, like, yeah, it was, like...
Yeah.
All weight.
They did have a sidewalk outside, which is...
Well, yeah. They also had tires outside.
Really all the cardio equipment that you need.
That's definitely my pick. If you're ever in Austin, hit it up. It's Hyde Park Gym. I think the website is hydeparkgym.com. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. We'll definitely be back next time we go to Austin. I wish they would open one here. I would pay for a year membership like right now, because it was also super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $450 for the year.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Any shameless plugs from us today? I don't know. Go sign up for a plan.
Right.
There's that.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new stuff in the works that's coming down soon, but for now, that's going to be the plug for the day, is go sign up for a personalized plan. You have anything else to add?
No, that's all I got.
Yeah? Cool. Well, I think that's going to do it for today. We will talk to you next week. We'll be right back.